You're very welcome back. You listen to News Talk 106 to 108. Do text into the show on 5316 at a cost of 30 cent. The new Netflix film, To the Bone, has raised some serious red flags and prompted many discussions. The film, which focuses on anorexia and body disorders, has raised concerns about the risks and negative impact it may have on young people watching it. Barry Murphy, communications officer at Bodywise, joins us now to discuss the impact it can have on people. You're very welcome to Global Village.
Thank you, Dale.
Now, first of all, Barry, you might start off by telling our listeners about the work that Bodywise does.
Yeah, so Bodywise is the National Voluntary Association for People Affected by Eating Disorders. We are a charity. We provide a number of services, including a helpline, online services and support groups. And we provide a listening ear to support to family and friends, as well as people affected by eating disorders.
And how many people would be affected in Ireland?
Sure. Well, the Department of Health estimates that approximately 200,000 people in Ireland are affected by eating disorders.
200,000 people?
Yes.
That's huge. And I don't think people, like, that caught me by surprise there. So I'd say it has surprised many of the listeners. And from a gender point of view, again, I think a lot of people would have certain assumptions about body disorders that would only impact on women, but that's totally not the case.
Yeah, I mean, what's officially said is it's 1 in 10 is a man who may be affected by an eating disorder, boys and adult men as well. We find, you know, men definitely need support for themselves, or if it's sometimes it's a girlfriend who's worried about a boyfriend or an aunt who's worried about a nephew, that kind of thing. So we don't think it's unusual for men to need support for an eating disorder.
And how old would people be when they come to your services? Would you have the whole range of age group, or would you see them mainly in adulthood coming to you?
Yeah, we would get calls from, or emails right down from the pre-teen age to up to kind of people in their middle 50s and that kind of thing. So it's a full spectrum.
Wow, 50s. Yeah, wow. Yeah. So let's talk about the new Netflix film, To the Bone. Well, what does Bodywise think? Because I know Headline, which is like the national body that kind of monitors the media in relation to how we represent mental health issues. So they raised concerns. So where is Bodywise on the discussion?
Yes, yeah, so I first heard about this project last year in 2016, and was like, oh, Keanu Reeves is making a film about eating disorders. That's unusual. I'll have to keep an eye on that. And then the trailer popped up kind of around the 20th of June, I think. You know, and since then it's had about 3 million views, lots and lots of discussion on social media, various articles. We were fortunate enough to get an advanced copy, so we were able to view it a couple of times, and that helped to form our opinion. It's pretty much, I think, it's kind of a no-holds-barred description of the issue. There are visual and verbal.
And no-holds-barred means, like, I watched half of it today, and I felt there's just so much in there that could trigger anyone watching it. Like, I actually showed it to Anne-Marie, my wife, who has an eating disorder, and she was diagnosed with an eating disorder when she was 26, and then she actually was an inpatient at St. Patrick's. So now she's 30-something? I've forgotten her age. 37, I think. Ginny Mac, I've forgotten my wife's age. Anyway, and she's pregnant, you know. So it, you know, eating disorder is not something that you ever get over. You know, it's like, I think with things like depression and anxiety, you can put a lot of space between yourself and a mental mental illness. But with eating disorders, it's always there. It's something that you always have to be conscious of. And depending on what's happening in your life, it could become more evident. And when she saw the trailer, she did liked it, but then she was like, hang on, why are they doing another film about anorexia? It's for some reason, when people think of eating disorders, they always think of anorexia, when there is so much more than that. And anorexia is always, it's more glamorous than, say, bulimia, because the images of someone who has bulimia is, you know, someone who's throwing up, you know. So that is not often depicted. Was that something that Bodywise thought maybe they should have not only focused on anorexia and yet again another middle class white girl having the issue?
I think if you talk to people with eating disorders or if you kind of look online, there is a little bit of frustration there that there's kind of almost a singular focus on very extreme cases of anorexia in young women. And okay, so the film happens to be, again, doing that. But in fairness to the film, there's also a woman with bulimia, and there's a man.
Yeah, there's an African American woman. There's a, I think, Hispanic. Yeah. There's a man. Yeah. So there is a bit of diversity there, but I suppose the focus is on the main character, which is played by, I forget the actress's name.
Lily Collins.
Thank you very much. So do you think maybe the story could have been told without having to go into details that would actually, you know, bring up stuff?
It's very difficult. I mean, as I said, it's kind of a no holds barred. It's pretty detailed in some of the nitty gritty it depicts. At the same time, it kind of tries to walk a fine line. It shows a lot of the physical and psychological issues, but it also tries to bring up some of the emotional points that are attached to eating disorder too. So, for example, in one scene, there's a therapist and she says it's about numbing what you don't want to feel. It's not about being thin enough.
Mm. Would you feel that's kind of accurate?
Yeah, I mean, if say, for example, someone developed an eating disorder after being bullied and they found it too overwhelming to talk about being bullied and they used food and their weight as a way of coping to kind of keep the bullying at a distance, that, I think, is what one of the messages of the film is trying to address, you know, that it's not about the weight or physical appearance. It's about someone just not coping with the world around them.
And it's very obvious, like as I said in the bit that I saw, that the main character's issues really come from the family that she has, or rather not have because they're so absent. I mean, I have to say, in that respect, it kind of gives people a bit more of an understanding. It's not about one person obsessing about their weight because they want to look like, you know, a supermodel. There's actually much more underlying issues that, and it's quite complex. It's not a black and white issue. So that's a positive.
Yeah, like I can see where people would say, you know, if you interpreted this film that she's saying, the eating disorder can be traced back, you know, to her family, that's possibly one interpretation. But there's also, they kind of try and work around that a little bit. You know, Keanu Reeves at one point says, we're looking for one cause. It's never that simple.
And tell me, have you found there's a spike in calls since the film was released last week?
I know on our online services, there's been a little bit of pickup. I'm not sure about the call side of things, but sure, on online services, there's been some reaction.
Yeah. So it is triggering people. But is it triggering people in the sense that it's actually getting people to talk about it and address the issue, or is it triggering people in a bad way, you think?
I don't know. It's hard to call. It could be split either way, I think. You know, in eating disorders, there's this kind of split thinking where there's one part of them wants to get better and the other part of them doesn't. So is the part of them that doesn't want to get better not going to watch the film, whereas the part does want to get better, what's their attitude to the film?
Because the film has a lot of hope in it.
Yeah, sure. I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's not all sunshine and rainbows either at the end. I don't want to give it away, obviously, but...
Yeah, please don't, because I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I haven't got to the end yet. No, because I think... So, as I said, I've only watched half of it, and I just want to make sure that anyone listen to this who has anything disorder, maybe they might not want to watch it.
Sure.
Because, you know, the last thing you want to do is watch something that's going to trigger you. But as Marie told me this morning, she liked the trailer, but she will not watch it. Because for her, she knows, yes, she's fine. She's expecting a baby. She's married. You know, she's got a job. You know, she's gotten very far from the 26-year-old who was an inpatient in St. James's. But nothing in her would want to see that, because she knows if she watched it, it's like being right back there.
Yeah.
So, but maybe some people with an eating disorder might not have that awareness and might think, oh, this might be something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So anyone listen to this, how can they get in touch? Because you have a helpline. So maybe this conversation, maybe one thing that, you know, this conversation and To The Bone has done is maybe got people listening to this and thinking, maybe I need some support. So where can they go?
Yes, indeed. So our helpline is 1-890-200-444. Or you can also email alex@bodywhys.ie. That's BODYWHYS.ie.
That's great. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Barry Murphy, Communications Officer at Bodywhys. Thank you.
Thank you.